Joe's astounding. His mind is failing. Madness takes its toll. But he's still POTUS.
Not for very much longer.
Joe is out of control. He can't remember yesterday morning. Forgets where he is again. Now inflation will hit me. The economy appalling. Fuck Joe Biden again. Fuck Joe Biden again. They've gone insane on the left. Our only hope is the right. Lies flow from his lips. Food prices out of sight. Fake news still loves him, but we know he's insane. Fuck Joe Biden again. Fuck Joe Biden again.
Hey, let's go, Brandon.
Good evening, everybody. It is Monday, November 15th, 2021. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm trying out a new mic tonight. Everything seems to be lined up the right way. I think it's lined up the right way. Hopefully I sound pretty good. I'm not sure if this mic's any better than the cheaper mic, but a little bit more expensive, but we're trying it out. All right, what do we got tonight? That was a little bit of Fuck Joe Biden again, the Rocky Horror Picture Show version. Kind of fun. I don't know where I got that. I got that off a BitChute channel called EarthNewspaper.com. I think it's Mark Eltsis. Pretty good BitChute channel. There's tons of good BitChute channels out there, actually. They all do a real good job. I'm just checking out the chat. I'm not sure if the FakeoTube chat's working. If you are in the FakeoTube chat, please drop a link. I'm kind of worried that it's an old chat, but I'm just going to put a message test in there. Test for 11/15/2021. Okay, so you can see that chat persists throughout the different sessions that we have, so you can always go there. The last chat I see from anyone other than me is from Paul, but I'm not sure, again, if anyone is in that chat right now. If I go look at FakeoTube right now, it says there are two people watching in the FakeoTube, FakeoTube.com live stream, and over here in the YouTube/Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, DLive. We have, we've got the regulars here tonight. We've got Stupid, hello. Napoleon Wilson's joining in tonight, hello. Stupid says I sound good, that's great. Yes, we've got three people on YouTube, one on DLive, and one on Twitch. Well, I don't have a ton to talk about today. So that means we can either go short or we can open up the phones, which I've opened up. And I'm going to put the phone numbers on the screen if you want to call in and just talk about whatever you're experiencing in the new COVIDian cult. 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984 if you want to call in. We're going to log into the Discord. I'm going to put myself in the verify room. And you heard that little click. That means I'm in. I see there are three people in room 11 in the Discord, Diogenes ID and Rachel. So that means that you can talk there. And if you want to come into Discord, If you're new, just go to the intake room and then put a message there and then join the verify room and make sure your mic is working. That's how it works. Okay. Oop. I think I just rebooted that. That's why you heard that message again. Yeah, so I am in the verify room if anyone wants to come in and say hello. Hello, hello. Don't think I post too much on the blog. Here's something, and I'll just do some research on the fly. By the way, thanks to some of the donors, we also had, I don't know if I acknowledged, Jesus E. Donated $9.11. Thanks. And, of course, Styleful X, $100. Thank you. And Babette, those are the last three. Well, thank you guys so much. It's really easy to donate. On the right, you can see we have the donor box. You can either do a one-time or monthly, $1.19, $3.11, $9.11, whatever you want. It is greatly appreciated, but not necessary. All right, so I'll see did I post anything on the blog today? I might not have posted one thing on the blog today. Let's just take a quick look. I think I didn't do anything. Wow, that's a record. Just last night's show was on there. And I actually added a couple FakoTube videos. I'm going to play them. I just threw them into last night's show because I didn't post them individually. So sometimes I put it on FakoTube and I do not put it on the blog. And I noticed the blog gets a lot more traction than FakoTube when it comes to individual videos. It's quite strange. Like, for instance, tonight I have 48 people on FakoTube right now, including old member El Sushi says he's there. So El Sushi, if you want to call in, I don't know if you're listening, but definitely call in. Let's play a little bit of this video. This is from the Senate hearing, which is already a week old, I think. Senator Ron Johnson. Now, I didn't watch the whole thing. I've only watched different clips. I'm a little worried that a lot of these people are not telling the truth, quite honestly. I'm not sure they're telling the truth. I'm not sure who's real and who's not. So that's my caveat. Now, I'm not saying that vaccine injuries and deaths aren't real. I really believe they are. But some of these people, I'm not sure, are telling the truth. I've never heard of this guy, but we'll play a bit of his testimony.
Thank you, Sean. Of course, that's why we're here, to hopefully get people to listen so answers can be found. Our next participant is Attorney Aaron Seary. Aaron represents Dr. Patricia Lee, a very brave and courageous physician like all the people sitting before you here today that simply could not remain silent any longer and wrote to the agencies about what she was seeing in her practice. And, of course, the agencies, as they've done across the board here, pretty much ignored her. So, Mr. Seary.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Johnson, and thank everybody for sharing their stories. I know it cannot be easy to do so. My firm of over 20 professionals has represented individuals injured by vaccines for many years. And so we're very familiar with these heartbreaking stories, and I empathize with every one of you. While we've been representing people for vaccine injury for quite a while, it wasn't until the COVID-19 vaccine that our phones, emails, form submissions have reached an avalanche of submissions. If we could actually sue the pharmaceutical companies for all those injuries, it would actually be humanly impossible for my firm, or I think the collective efforts of all attorneys around the country that handle vaccine injury cases, which are about 100 attorneys right now, to handle all of those matters. As things stand right now, you can't sue Pfizer, J&J, or Moderna for any of the injuries. You can't bring a claim in the vaccine injury compensation program either. You're relegated to a program called CICP, which has a standard of proof that makes it almost impossible to obtain compensation. And even if you do prevail, the amount of compensation is de minimis for the most part. Among the folks that have contacted our firm are many physicians from across the country who themselves have suffered vaccine injuries. I've spoken to many of them, and while their stories vary, their injuries vary, there are three common themes that they all convey. The first one is that, and we heard a lot of you express the same here today, is that after they suffered an injury, they went to the very medical establishment that they work in to go and get treatment. And even though they themselves were physicians, the initial reaction they often got was one of, "We don't believe you." Often they were told it was psychological, referred to counseling, instead of treating the injuries that were being presented. And these are physicians. A lot of times they had to go and go to physicians that they went to medical school with or who they had worked with, those colleagues who would believe them. The other common theme is that they, for the most part, report that they submitted a VAERS report, that they had to do it, and often their physicians didn't. And that after submitting the VAERS reports, like many of you, they expected a phone call that never came. And a lot of them explain how they then would take the initiative to directly contact the CDC or the FDA or public health authorities themselves. And again, it was either silence or after an exchange of some nature, the end result was typically the same. Don't worry. Theirs is not seeing this safety problem, so it's not an issue. Nothing to see here. Your issue is not an issue because it's not an issue in theirs. One of the things that I often ask physicians who contact the firm is, will you make public the failing of our public health agencies? And that often has the same reaction as well. And that is one of immense fear. The fear of retaliation from public health officials and the medical establishment if they come forward with even their own story of their own injury is palpable. No physician agreed to go forward until, as you pointed out, Senator, Dr. Patricia Lee, who herself was not injured by a vaccine, but as a matter of conscience, she simply could no longer sit idly by after seeing a series of extraordinary.
All righty, so that is Aaron Theory, and just posted that as another sample from the Johnson hearing. And I haven't actually watched the whole thing. I'm not even sure why I posted it, but I thought it was a good indication, an indicator of at least somebody doing something about all this, but not exactly compelling. What else did I post on here? Here's just another collapse montage of people in sports, high energy sports.
High school senior is
collapsing
in the hospital after collapsing on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, Denmark star man Christian Eriksen collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community mourning tonight after one of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice.
Star college basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Keontae Johnson collapsing during the game.
A West Catholic high school student has died after collapsing during a football scrimmage.
On mile 8, she suddenly felt fuzzy and blacked out.
17-year-old Ryan Jacob's heart stopped.
Unexpectedly collapsed on the field.
Megan went into cardiac arrest.
Collapsing during Friday night's football game.
For his collapse is unknown.
The reason why Manny collapsed in the first place still isn't known.
So you might be wondering how someone in such great shape could suffer cardiac arrest.
It's a rare thing that happens.
All right, so that was just another one of those kind of videos. And now I am just looking at an email that I got that describes how Pfizer is putting a medication in the injectable for children called trimethamine. Short form is TRIS. And I'm going to see if I can just find that on the interwebs. I'm sure someone's mentioned this. I'll just do a quick search. Let's see here. We'll go to the Twitter and see if it's in there. But this is a blood thinner type agent. You can see, I'll just show you the link here in the FDA approval thingy for approval document. So they're just jamming all this stuff through without anyone really knowing what's going on here. It's pretty disgusting. I think it's on page 14. They don't even put it really in the table of contents, but I think it's on page 14. We'll go to 14 here. Why we're even doing this kind of research seems crazy that we have to dig into these formulations to figure out what the hell is being put in there. And what is it here? To provide a vaccine with an improved stability profile, in other words, to stop killing children having myopericarditis, Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for use in children 5 to 11 years of age uses trimethamine, TRIS, buffer instead of phosphate-buffered saline, PBS, as used in the previous formulation and excludes sodium chloride and potassium chloride, two salts. So there you go. So they're putting trimethamine. So let's just see what the Twitter sphere has to say about that. What do we got here? So the first thing that comes up is trimethamine is a blood acid reducer which is used to stabilize people with heart attacks. We cannot be sure why Pfizer added this ingredient when they did. Moderna included it from the start. Storage concerns are the official excuse, but pharmaceutical companies are dishonest. You think? Vaccine goes into the muscle and the new trimethamine to the vein. Wow. You got to wonder when people are going to wake up. How many injections are they going to need to figure out what's happening? So I'll just retweet this. Not too many people are talking about it. It's quite bizarre. I guess most people do not know this is happening. Here, this is funny. After getting approval to inject poison into our kids, Pfizer quietly adds trimethamine to jab, a petrochemical used to stabilize the blood of heart attack victims and only safe if it stays within the circulatory system. The jab is injected into the muscle. So that's pretty bizarre. So it's supposed to go into the bloodstream, but instead they put it with the injection. So here we go. We got good old InfoWars. I have to admit, I don't have InfoWars on my places to go.
Right after getting approval to inject everyone's children, Pfizer has secretly added the drug trimethamine to the already dangerous gene editing concoction. So-called vaccines that appear to be causing heart attacks in otherwise young, healthy recipients, including pro athletes. Trimethamine is used to stabilize the blood in heart attack victims. Pfizer claims that trimethamine is being added as a buffer to replace phosphate buffered saline, which is a water-based salt solution. But trimethamine is not anything like a water-based salt solution. It is another dangerous petrochemical with a long list of side effects. It has never been tested with the so-called vaccines, and it is only safe within the circulatory system. A known side effect is tissue damage if any trimethamine leaks from the vein. And every single child they inject will be injected into their muscle, not the vein, which means every single child will be at risk of tissue damage, along with ADE, autoimmune disease, and death. We are at war, and the attack is brought to you by Pfizer and Company.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
From the very beginning of the manufactured COVID plandemic, it was never about the children. We were always told the children will be fine. It was about the elderly and the sick. And then they realized we will submit to anything. So why not go for our children? If we allow it, they've already conquered us. And many of our children can see exactly what's going on, even if their parents can't. They are all experiencing evil at the highest level right now. Many will be deeply inspired to fight back. So why would these barbarians let them live, knowing that we will let them inject our children with an experimental drug that has demonstrably been shown to do great damage, all under the guise of protecting us from the common cold? The hospitals were empty during COVID, and they are now overwhelmed by the vaccinated. The same company profiting off this deadly scam openly has its hand in the FDA, is immune from liability, calls anyone who questions them criminals, and is secretly adding new drugs to an already deadly cocktail upon FDA approval to inject our kids. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Well, that's definitely a better story than I could have done, so way to go, InfoWars. I guess maybe I should add this to my places to visit. There you go. Now, this is another thing I'd like to see what I'm doing my research on the fly. I'd like to hear what Alex Jones has to say about the Sandy Hoax thing. Because as you know, you can't really talk about this anywhere anymore. And Alex Jones he did a 180 on the Sandy Hoax thing, saying he apologized to the parents. This is a very actively managed PSYOP to this day. So let's see what his response is. This is interesting.
Tyranny is now truly here in America. I have been denied a trial by jury in two separate states, Texas and now in Connecticut. They have openly said that I am now guilty until proven guilty. The only question is, how guilty am I? America, all of your rights are being sacrificed right now on the altar of political correctness. And now they're coming after our most sacred right, the First Amendment.
InfoWars!
The establishment wants to punish me because I'm a populist that's been standing up to the corporate fascists that are running this country into the ground. I stand firmly against Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and their whole New World Order, Great Reset that Michael Bloomberg and Soros and all the rest of them are firmly in support of. And that's why the Democratic Party and these billionaire philanthropists, as they call themselves, have been financing the attacks on the Second Amendment and on the First Amendment in this country and financing an attack on the judiciary. They have been buying up the judges. They have been buying up the courts. They've been paying for all the DAs. They've been putting in the county attorneys as well, and even the state attorney generals. They admit this. And the witch hunts against their political...
Let's see if this is the same thing. This is another one.
We watched James O'Keefe get raided by a SWAT team last week and his journalistic papers illegally confiscated. We saw Steve Bannon...
Alex almost looks different. I don't know. I've not been watching him at all lately. Definitely is aging. He looks slightly different.
And indicted by the House of Representatives for declaring executive privilege.
Sounds
something that's
same,
always
though.
Been honored between the branches of government. And we see all the hundreds of thousands of lawfare lawsuits filed by the left against conservatives, Christians, and nationalists. And now, in Texas a month ago, in Connecticut today, political judges have said that I don't get a jury trial on my defamation case in the Sandy Hook issue. And they claim that I didn't turn documents over. That's a lie. We gave them all of our documents. We gave them our bank account information, something nobody's ever had to do in a defamation case that we know of. And they said they were fake. They didn't show proof of that. They just said, this isn't real. They said, these are cooked. This is next level corruption, ladies and gentlemen. And so people ask me, how are you handling this, Alex? Well, I don't even take this personal. I take this as another sign of how much trouble this country's in. They're devaluing our currency, inflation's off the chart, the border's being collapsed.
Don't really think he addressed what's going on with Sandy Hook at all. So this is why we, most people here are fairly skeptical of Alex Jones. Even though he gives us a lot of truth, this the whole Sandy Hook thing really puts a... puts cold water on most of his arguments. This is the problem with Alex, so I don't really know what else to tell you about this guy. Just listening to two or three of his videos right there, he's not really going over it at all. At all. What else we got here? All right, so what? See, what else can we talk about tonight? Should we go back to FakoTube? Let's see. What else we got? FakoTube. Let's go over here. If you haven't heard of this woman here, her name, I forget already. Bauhaus wife. I like it. Yolanda North Clark.
Hello, I'm Yolanda North Clark, and welcome to my show.
Great microphone.
If you're interested in my work in birth or in learning to become a radical birthkeeper or authentic midwife, the Radical Birthkeeper School is now open for enrollment, and we are offering an early bird enrollment discount of $1,000 off until November 30th, 2021. I also run a private community for women called the Bauhaus Wife Birth Circle. We have a private online forum, and I personally host weekly calls on the topics of pregnancy, birth, and birth work, and lots more. And the links for all of my work are below or in my link tree on Instagram. I am presently 30-something weeks pregnant with my 9th baby. And the topic of instinctive birth and mothering are always on my mind, but probably especially so these days. I would argue that mammalian parents, mothers especially, but human fathers as well, to be sure, have a natural and instinctive urge, a biological imperative, really, to protect their children. One of the interesting things, though, about human beings is our resilience. The fact that we can survive such a range of...
I can't tell if she's reading. I'm watching her eyeballs now. I have a funny feeling she has a teleprompter because she does read super smoothly and doesn't really miss a beat. I'm watching her eyes.
Adverse conditions.
I think she is reading.
And that we can adapt to various environments, including those that are contrary to our optimal thriving. This is, I think, probably what distinguishes us most significantly from other animals. This phenomenal elasticity in so many ways means, though, that we tend to be extremely vulnerable to various forms of programming and mind control. It's kind of a paradox, isn't it? You know, on one hand, this is kind of what intelligence is, malleability and creativity, problem solving. But it's also our central weakness, and it means...
Actually, now I'm starting to notice jump cuts. So she has a couple of really smooth cuts in there. Well, they're not so smooth that I notice them, but it's interesting. Anyway, I really like this lady's message. She really is a smart woman. I don't know where she's hiding out now. I think she was in Costa Rica. I don't know if she's made it back to Canada yet.
It means that we can easily be thrown off course and conditioned to behave in ways that are contrary to our own well-being and even our survival on a physical and spiritual level. I actually wonder if maybe there is a kind of constant tension that exists between...
Anyway, very smart. I just remembered that posted a couple things on fakeoshorts.fakeologist.com. Now, I don't always put everything on FakeoTube. Anything I've watched I think is worth watching, I put on shorts.fakeologist.com, which is like my own Twitter feed. And this person here did some fantastic, beautifully photographed, videoed testimonials of people that have been bumped out of the healthcare system in British Columbia, which of course is a very beautiful province, nature-wise, scenery-wise, and they're getting smashed like everywhere else in Canada. So take a look at this video. It's quite well produced. I don't think it's going to be bumped off YouTube, but...
To the Honorable Adrian Dix.
Really good sound.
What does it mean to be honorable? I think that to be considered for the term, one must at the very least stand for truth and justice. I ask you now, is that what you are doing regarding COVID-19 and particularly the recent mandates? I could send you links to recent peer-reviewed studies proving that the Moderna and Pfizer jabs provide poor protection against the Delta. I could send more studies from major medical journals showing that natural immunity far exceeds that which pharma is able to imitate. But you know these things. You are an intelligent man, and I do not think there is any possible way you can miss seeing the truth. So I ask myself, what is your motivation? Are you being paid enough to destroy the lives of other humans and in turn destroy the country as we know it? Is there enough money to make one human feel okay about removing liberty from another? Did you do something which they are holding over you? I find it difficult to believe that you're truly evil. I'm not able to definitively judge your character from clips on TV. Only God can judge, and I firmly believe he will. The public health order in question will remove me from my career of 13 years because I will not bend when it comes to ethics and what is right. I do not want to be involved in this new healthcare system where we are required to discriminate based on a person's unwillingness to participate in a pharmaceutical experiment. Honorable Adrian Dix.
Anyway, really well done. And here's the second episode. This is the Dr. Hoff, who mainly was a doctor in rural British Columbia, like this previous video. And his main patients were the natives. And they got it particularly bad. Whatever version of the injection they got, they were pretty badly affected. Two of them permanently, he says here. Now, he still believes in virus and contagion. and immunity, natural immunity. I didn't post it on FakoTube, but he's still.
So now we are in November 2021, and I have 10 patients in my medical practice who have permanent disabilities from their COVID shot.
10 of them, wow.
And yet when I first started to see this, I was reprimanded and punished for even questioning their safety. So I had been reprimanded and punished. In fact, I lost my privileges as an emergency room physician for explaining to an emergency room nurse the medical research for why a person who has natural immunity through natural infection to COVID doesn't need a vaccination. And for explaining the scientific basis for that, I was fired by Interior Health. I lost my job as an emergency room physician, and I was accused of encouraging the nurse to tell people not to be vaccinated by effectively explaining why somebody who was immune to a disease didn't need to be vaccinated against it. The VAERS vaccine injury reporting system in the U.S. now records that 18,000 people have died from the COVID shots and 900,000 injured. So these COVID shots have broken all records.
Anyway, well worth watching. Very well done. Here's another thing I pulled off the Discord server at fake11.com/Discord. Here's a rant against Jacinda Ardern. And she just wants her to be removed as Prime Minister of New Zealand. And my only comment is, well, this is a worldwide takeover. So even if you don't like your current Prime Minister, they would just replace her with somebody just as bad or worse. But it's still a good rant.
Hi, my name is Claire Ward, and I'm from Auckland, New Zealand. I have decided it's time to speak out for our country and our people. Jacinda Ardern, you think you are saving people's lives, but you are actually killing them. People are losing their shit. The hairdressers, the people in hospitality, the beauticians, and all the businesses are suffering at the moment. It is absolutely outrageous, and I am dumbfounded that you and your party think it's okay for businesses one day to just all of a sudden have no income. You are expecting these people to carry more than their fair share, and that is not equality. Why should they be the ones to suffer? People are frustrated and tired and angry and upset and exhausted and broken, and some people are starving all because of your stupid decisions. How can you be that heartless and that selfish? People are losing the will to live, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. I'm standing up for everyone who has worked hard to get to where they are today. Those people provide the jobs to keep the economy going, and that feeds the people. I cannot understand how you cannot see that. You promised you would help the people. Right now, you are making it worse. What about all the domestic violence? All those poor women and men and children are currently being punched in the face and booted across the room because they are locked down. Shame on you. What about all the mental illness this is creating in children, teenagers, students, women, men, and old people? Did you know that Mike King said yesterday that at the moment, every 3 days, three people take their own lives? Funny how that hasn't been reported in your bought and paid for media. People can't see any future under your leadership. You have taken hope away from all of us. You are so focused on COVID and none of the other serious urgent issues that the people in our country face every day. I was born in New Zealand and I have lived here for nearly 50 years. And as far as I was concerned, Pākehā and Māori were one. But thanks to you, we are being divided on the basis of race and vaccinations. You have created an apartheid society. How dare you? You are turning families and friends against each other, which has to stop. We all love each other, and now you want us to dislike each other? This is not New Zealand. Unfortunately, you have had to deal with the worst world crisis ever, and unfortunately, we have you and your inadequate party trying to manage this, the Labour Party. Almost none of you have ever owned a business, and it shows every day. So how on earth do you understand what people are going through? Oh, that's right. You don't. Oh, and we can see right through your stupid condescending announcements. Good on you, Auckland. Thank you. We know you're doing it tough. Fuck off. We didn't ask to do this. You are making us. Far out, you're good. And sadly, you are manipulating the minority into believing you. Nothing is consistent with your red light, green light, go system. Honestly, it's like kindergarten. I understand the concern about COVID, but we are the only country in the world not living this. You are a coward and you can't even come to your city, Auckland. You bribed the media with $55 million, and now instead of reporting the news, you have turned them into government propaganda outlets. The world needs to know that we have gone from heroes to zero, and we need to be. You are the worst prime minister we have ever had, and it's absolutely frightening how much you have changed our country. And before I finish, I would like to make a shout out to that lady up north that sung that beautiful waiata. Good on you. It was absolutely spectacular. You keep standing up to her. Oh, and one last thing. Where is my free chicken and my thanks for getting vaccinated? Our people need your help, and you obviously can't provide them with that. Do the right thing and step aside and stand down, Jacinda Ardern.
Yes, that was pretty good. I liked her. And, what else did I do today? I listened to the rest of the No Agenda show. Pretty good show. I didn't really grab any clips from that one, although I think I could have. That was pretty good. What else did I do? I was listening to Restoring the Faith, another regular podcast I listened to. I was going to clip something from that, actually. Why don't I see if I can find it? Here, I'll take a look at some history here. Take a look at the rundown, it's called. Pretty good show. Here we go.
They're basically the matrix of state indoctrination, and it might look good at one time. You think of schools, for example, 150 years ago, and you look at an eighth grade test. Most PhDs in college could not pass the test just sitting down and doing it, right?
Progress, so-called. We're progressive.
I don't think he could have been Obama's kid because I don't know.
Left and right, paralymphatic fistulas, eustachian tube.
But if people are complaining about public schools and you see it all the time, you're part of the problem if you're complaining about it and still sending
pretty
kids.
Pretty popular show, this rundown show. They're a bunch of Catholic guys that get around and they are quite aware of the COVIDian cult takeover. Steve does Clown Planet News, which I really enjoy. He puts that out twice a week. I grab quite a few clips off of him. Really well done. Ryan, I don't know if he does his own show, but he said something pretty cool back here. I'm trying to find it. I should have timestamped it, of course.
Right. The moose had to go because you need to keep everyone on their toes. That's the reason why in the Soviet Union, just like we said,
we want state borders. I love state borders. I don't want anyone coming to my state. I like my state.
Whenever they need the argument, they'll use it. It doesn't matter about consistency. It doesn't matter about, so, you know, this is racist now, but then Biden comes out. It's, you just have to be aware of where you're going. You know, if you're the state next to you is say Illinois, you know, make sure you take your gun out of your holster and put it in your safe before you drive across the state line. But
and
otherwise,
make sure you can't defend yourself if you're going, if you're driving through Illinois. And you've
The hilt. So like in California, for example, the state doesn't even try to fire him. They just stick him in a cubicle somewhere.
Always with Joe. You always got to watch.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful with Joe. I apologize, everybody. That was not.
That's why Joe never makes Clown Planet right there.
But it's true. What he's saying is true, though. You have a defined ability to have.
Anyway. Basically, he was talking about carbon and how we are the carbon they want to get rid of. Because I think Steve brought up the point of running this carbon capture pipeline through the cornlands of the United States to bury carbon into the ground in South Dakota. It's just a crazy idea. It's a crazy thought that you can actually capture carbon and bury it. It's just, talk about a complete scam that does absolutely nothing. It just makes no sense. And Steve made the point that I've made. You are the carbon they want to get rid of. And that's the whole point. They are, in effect, saying that they want to get rid of people, and they're doing it quite aggressively through injections, through all these new vaccine passports that are going to control your every movement and all your consumption, and finally, perhaps, just the sterilization of children. It's right out in the open, people. I don't know why anyone at this point can't figure it out. There's tons of proof, tons of implications, and pretty disgusting, pretty crazy. And it's happening. And just looking at my Telegram feed at fake11.com/telegram, apparently in Alberta, which is a province in the western part of Canada, you will now need a QR code on your phone, and if you don't have a phone, they'll mail you a QR code that basically has your injection status on it. So no more papers with your name on it in Alberta. But we're going to have to see how that's going to work. And we're going to have to see if they administer that database, which is what I've always said, if they're the ones that are going to issue the QR code, then it's going to be hard to forge. And then you're going to see all the people that were fudging their vaccination status. They are going to be SOL unless someone can figure out how to duplicate the QR code. But obviously the QR code is perfect for making it very difficult for anyone to figure out. And that allows the computer to do all the work, and it gives human beings, gets them off the hook for doing the checking. Because you could just say the computer, you don't scan, you can't get in. That is the future. You're not even going to be arguing with a person at the door. You're going to be arguing with a computer. And we know how well that works out. When you're arguing with a computer, it just doesn't work. So that is happening right now in Alberta, which means it's coming to a place near you. And I was looking at a video also. I can't remember where it was. Let's see if I put it on the Fakeologist Telegram. No, I didn't. And it's just Austria. Austrian police are checking people wandering through a store, checking for their back pass. And if you are not working or not doing something essential, here we go here. Checking papers. Come on, play. Doesn't want to play. Figures. Let's see here. Maybe this one will play.
Wenn Polizisten seit heute durch das Einkaufszentrum schlendern, dann ist nicht davon auszugehen, dass sie aus der Jagd nach Sonderangeboten sind, sondern ihnen geht es um.
Isn't that amazing, eh? You're in a store buying stuff and cops are wandering around checking your electronic papers.
Sonst nur der Gang zum Supermarkt. Diese Dame hat Erklärungsbedarf. Was folgt, ist eine Anzeige, weil sie überhaupt keinen Nachweis bei sich hat. Ein paar Kilometer weiter werden auch Kontrollen bei Autofahrern gemacht. Auch sie müssen einen Grund angeben, warum sie unterwegs sind, sofern sie einen 2G-Nachweis mit sich führen.
Da ist der Toleranzwert sehr niedrig. Ungeimpft gibt es einen Lockdown und der ist natürlich auch einzuhalten und das ist unsere Aufgabe.
Oh, she looks so happy doing her job. Is this what people want? Is this where they want to live? This is where it all leads to. The Austrians are being the most aggressive about this right now. Crazy.
Muss jede Bürgerin, jeder Bürger, jeder Mensch, der in Österreich lebt, sich klar sein, dass er von der Polizei kontrolliert werden kann. Denn wir werden in all unseren Kontrollmaßnahmen, die wir polizeilich durchzuführen haben, auch den 2G-Status kontrollieren, auch den Grund des Betreten des öffentlichen Raumes kontrollieren. Von meiner Seite, es geht
hin. Anyone here speak German? Doesn't sound too good, does it? Looks like the same video is flying around the internet, as you can see here. That's coming to a city near you. Unbelievable. Here's another thing. Call of Duty with Alex Jones. Governor Jesse Ventura sold out to the COVID propaganda. I guarantee you he was paid very well to start fighting the anti-vax narrative. He ain't talking all this crap and putting this on this tough guy act for free. So there you go. Jesse Ventura is a... He has flipped. There you go. I'm glad somebody wrote that there, because I was trying to find proof of him telling people to get the quack. Jesse Ventura is pro-vax. So quite a few people. What's this TikTok video here? From 2009. Okay, that video ain't there anymore. What's this here? Yeah. I want to see if there's a video of Jesse pushing the quack theme. Oh, well. All right, that's all I got tonight. Not much to say. Sorry, guys. I do come on here every single day just because even if I have nothing, you guys make a point of showing up. So let's look at a few more comments before I go. Ooh, quite a few. Let's see here. Bad Saturday. Okay. Bad Saturday doesn't like Jacinda. And Alto, hello. Yeah, I really don't like the muzzle either. It is disgraceful. Peter Roo is disappointed with Jesse. Yeah, me too. I asked yet another person today if they knew anyone that was vaccine injured or damaged, and he said he had a cousin in Italy, 38 years old, with a 2-year-old child, took the injection and is now dead. It really, you don't have to probe that deep among the people you know. They will give you a vaccine injury or death story. And yeah, of course, the other person could have had comorbidities, but it's anyone in their 30s, 40s, 50s dying of a heart attack or stroke. Yeah, it could be from other things. It could be from wearing a muzzle for 2 years. It could be from the stress of 2 years, a ton of stress. At least we get to release our stress by talking and cavorting here on Fakeologist. But I guess if you didn't have this outlet and you were so worried, like so many people, about dying, yeah, you might be under severe stress, but it could also be the injection. There's enough different strains of this injection. Many of them, some of them could have the graphene, some of them could have the extra juice in them, some of them could just be saline. To me, that's at the top of the list of things that can cause all this damage. Absolutely. So, I don't like hearing about these stories, but they're definitely happening. Absolutely. Let's just check out BitChute. See what's trending here. Apparently a lot of people go to the trending page of BitChute. A lot of people. Deep state planning to remove Biden from office. You know, wouldn't be the worst thing that happened, but who would they replace him with? These are the trending videos. Some of these I grab and put on Facebook.
We have a friend in Finland. I guess I shouldn't expose her identity, but she's very good friends with someone who works for the European Commission. And when these commissioners get together, she explained to us, this is what her friend told her, and they watch the news, or they're in a meeting, and then they watch the news or watch what's going on outside of their little European Parliamentary Bureau. This is what she explained to us. They actually laugh their asses off because they can't believe how stupid people are. Is that typical?
Yes. And I think this is the thing. We're human, right? We've all had this thought, like, how can people be so stupid? I admit I'm not above this. But this is where we need to bring in the humility to understand that this is not an intelligence thing.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I didn't put that in the proper window for you guys to see.
We have a
trauma. They know this. They've known this for decades in the research that they've done with trauma-based mind control.
All right,
they have done this on the public for a long time. They even use entertainment, Hollywood, you know, to carry these sorts of things out. So I think that we need to have compassion for people, just like we would have. Imagine if that was someone that you loved and they were in an abusive relationship, to have compassion, but to also have boundaries, because that person will attack you, right? If you try to show them that they're in an abusive relationship. So it's also important to have those boundaries and to connect with people who are living in reality, because that keeps you sane. When you're trying to escape a cult, even a family that's abusive, you need to have allies outside of that system who are living in reality, who can validate reality, because everybody living in that system is living in that delusional psychosis, a very distorted reality.
All right, let's watch one more. Let's watch Joe Biden go off the rails again. Or is this a video? No, that's just a... let's watch Joe Biden here.
In America. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Now let me sign this bipartisan bill.
Boy, does he ever remind me of my old grandfather. Look at these two creatures, Jesus. These are the people running the place.
We were wondering when you were going to stop for a moment and have your fruit today.
I tell you what.
Yeah, crazy. Oh, boy. What will be next? What will be next? All right, guys, I'm going to cut it short. Well, it's been an hour. Hope you enjoyed the show. I know that you have many choices where you can spend your evening. I'm grateful that you come to my show and listen to me drone on. Sometimes interesting, but tonight maybe not so much. But I appreciate it. And I will try and see what else I can find for you tomorrow. If you have any tips or anything you want me to talk about, send it my way. Email, Telegram, Discord. Didn't see anyone come into the Discord tonight. I do instant verification. If you do come in on the show, I'm going to get out of there now. And, yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Thanks, Bad Saturday. Thank you, Napoleon. Thanks, Peteroo. Thanks to all the regulars that show up. And if you haven't signed up at FakeoTube, make sure you sign up there. And fakeologist.com/blog. Until tomorrow. Good night.